Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Midos. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, Echad Avnei HaKevesh VeEchad Avnei HaMizbeach. It doesn't matter whether we're dealing with the stones that were part of the ramp up to the Mizbeach or the stones of the Mizbeach itself. Mevakas Beis Kerem. These stones were split or hewn from the Beis Kerem. And they would bring it from there. Why? Because there they had whole stones. Now, v'chofren lamata me'absula, they went underneath the virgin soil. Why? Because then they knew it wasn't previously hewn over there. Mevi'en misham avanim shlemos, the shalahuna faleim barzel. From there they would bring whole pieces of stone where there was no... they never were touched with an axe or something else that was made out of metal. Shabarzel posel benigio begima lechol davar. The barzel, the metal, goes ahead and ruins the stones for everything. In other words, not just the mizbeach and the kevesh, where the Torah tells us specifically lo sanif aleihem barzel, but even for any other part of the Beis Hamikdash, it would not be exempt acceptable. Nifkama echad mehem. What happens if after it was put into the mizbech, it gets chipped, right? So hipsula v'kulam sheros. That stone becomes possible, but the rest of the stones are okay. Umelabnin osan pamayim b'shana, and it gets whitened twice a year. Pamayim b'shana, echad b'pesach v'echad b'chag. It gets done once on Pesach time and once before Sukkot in terms of preparing the Beis Hamikdash for the situation. And the stones of the Heichal would get shined once before Pesach. Rabbi Omer kol Erev Shabbos malabnin osam b'mapa. What are you talking about? Every Erev Shabbos, they would go ahead and they would mop the floor, l'kavod Shabbos. Because of all the blood that had spilled there during the week. Lo ayusadnin osam b'kapis shel barzel. And of course, the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the Heichal, and the Azaros, they would not go ahead and spread limestone using a metal trowel, shama yigav yivso, because maybe it will touch and it will passel. Shabarzel nivra lakatsa yam of shaladam. What's the big deal with barzel? Metal is made to shorten a person's life. Mizbech nivra laharich yam of shaladam. The mizbech is there to give us kapara and as a result to help us avoid death. It doesn't make sense to assume that the things that shorten one's life should go ahead and be placed on the things that lengthen one's life. And so therefore, in that situation, a person should go ahead and not utilize the metal. That's against the Torah system. And north of the Mizbeach, there were a bunch of rings. Shisha Starm Shal Arba Arba. There were six of four each. V'yesh Omrim Arba Shal Shisha Shisha. Some say it was four rows of six. Shalem Shokhtim Esakachim. We would go ahead and shecht the kachim over there. Basement Bachayim Hayel Tzvona Shal Mizbeach. The basement Bachayim was in the north also. V'alav Shmona Amudim. It had eight pillars there. Nanasin. V'rivian Shal Erez Agaveim. And they would use cedar on top. There were chains of metal that were attached to these wooden piles. They would use that area in order to be able to flay the animals on top of the marble that was between the these eight poles in order to be able to properly flay the animals so that they'd be able to be prepared, as we described the other week when we were inside the Beis HaMikdash utilizing Masechta Tamid. Okay, we'll stop here. And Bezos Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring us the opportunity not only to talk about Masechta Midos, but B'mehera Yibana HaMikdash to be able to reveal it in its proper size as well. Have a great day, everybody.